DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 5 through 11. Grief that leads to sorrow and forgiveness. Grief, distress, and anguish, especially grief, are repeated 10 times in the first 10 verses, all derived from the Greek noun lepē, referring to deep emotional pain, contrasting lepē, our forgiveness, joy, comfort, and love. Together, they are stated 12 times. One man's sin in the Corinthian congregation led to grief, distress, and anguish, not just for the man when punished, but also for the congregation and Paul. The majority inflicted punishment, likely excommunication, at Paul's direction. The man was grieved and repented. He received forgiveness and was invited back into the fellowship. Without grieving, usually the result of punishment, there is no forgiveness. As the psalmist wrote, quote, "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared." Psalm 130, verses 3 through 4. Apostle John wrote, "This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live in the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin."
DDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.